Welcome. It's Inside Agriculture on this Friday, the first business day of 2026. We've got our obvious top farm news story coming in just a moment, but first, the latest detection of New World screwworm in Mexico is the nearest case yet to the U.S. border. According to reports from Mexico's National Service of Agro-Elementary Public Health, Safety and Quality, confirmed by the Texas Department of Agriculture, New World screwworm identified on December 27th in a six-day-old calf, 197 miles, about 3.5 hours from the border, the most northernmost detection of New World screwworm. Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller says the continued detections of New World screwworm near the Texas border are grim reminders of the serious threat this pest poses to our state. And thanks to the efforts of USDA and APHIS working in coordination with Mexico, its northward spread has been halted. This recent case promises to be a one-off for now. As promised, before the end of the year, but just with a couple hours to spare, USDA announced commodity payment rates for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. For corn, $44.36 an acre. For soybeans, $30.88 an acre. For wheat, $39.35. Barley, $20.51. Canola, $23.57. Flax, $8.05. Lentils, $23.98. Oats, $81.75. Sunflowers, $17.32. Payments based on 2025 planted acres. Cost of production, World Ag Supply Demand Estimate Report. Double crop acres, including all initial and subsequently planted crops, are eligible. Prevent plant acres are not eligible. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer says, "We are appreciative of Secretary Rollins and the USDA for creating the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, which begins to assist growers facing economic pain and hardships. But corn growers have been sounding the alarm about the fact that farmers have been faced with multiple consecutive years of low corn prices and high input costs. While this financial assistance is helpful and welcomed, we urgently need the administration and Congress to develop markets in the U.S. and abroad that will provide growers with more long-term economic certainty." Efforts by China to reduce its reliance on imported soybeans are raising questions about the long-term outlook for U.S. soybean exports. China, the world's largest soybean buyer, has been encouraging lower soybean meal use in livestock feed and expanding domestic oilseed production. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.